KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. A few high school basketball games lingering around the area last night. In boys' hoops, it was Carroll over Norwalk, 69-59. Also in boys' basketball, Denison down Maple Valley, 59-45. One girls' game locally as well. It was Maple Valley beating Denison by a final of 32-16. In college men's hoops last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes bounced back from a loss to Northern Iowa Saturday to down North Florida, 80-70 last night in Iowa City. Aaron White led Iowa with 23 points. Peter Jock and Mike Gasell each had 12 points, and Jared Utoff was the fourth Hawkeye in double figures with 10 points. Coach Fran McCaffrey says he liked their energy to start the ball game.
In a game like this, when you're playing a team that isn't deep and makes as many threes, but is that talented, you know, you got to move the ball and you got to keep them on defense, because otherwise you're going to guard ball screen, ball screen, ball screen, ball screen, ball screen. And it gets hard after a while when you got a crafty guy like Moore.
Well, the Hawkeyes have had problems in the second half of games and started slowly again in this one. McCaffrey says it's something that they talk about.
Prior to the game, we addressed it at halftime, first 5 minutes. You know, we get a stop again, you know, first possession, and we get a really good possession offensively. I really think, you know, you'd like to think we would just lock up and not give up a high percentage in the second half, which we did. But I do think if we had scored a couple buckets early, it might have changed some things. You know, not only were they scoring, we weren't scoring. It's the same thing that happened in the UNI game. Same thing that happened in the Texas game. You know, we weren't scoring and they were. We've got to be able to break that trend.
Jared Utoff says they had a good practice Sunday coming off the loss, and they came out strong to start the game.
Playing really well offensively and defensively, you know, playing as a team. And I think that showed today, you know, it ran over from practice yesterday.
Iowa hit 8 3-pointers in the game, and Utoff says that's a good sign as they prepare for the conference season.
So I think we're going to be on the right track, you know, heading into the Big Ten season. I think we're going to shoot really well, especially how poor we've shot in the non-conference season. You know, I think we're going to shoot that much better in the conference.
Aaron White's 23 points allowed him to move ahead of Jeff Horner on Iowa's all-time scoring list, as he now ranks 14th with 1,507 points. Iowa moves to 9-4 on the season as they'll open up Big Ten play next Tuesday. Jordan Daniels scored 24 points, and Reed Timmer added another 19 as Drake ran away from Division III Simpson 84-62 last night. The Storm from neighboring Indianola nursed a lead through the early going of the second half and tied the game at 17 on Ryan Scar's three-pointer with 11:01 left. Jordan Daniels converted a three-point play, and by intermission, the Bulldogs held a 20-point lead at 46-26. Drake shot a torrid 63.8% from the floor, knocking down 30 of 47 field goal attempts, including 7 of 15 from long range, and they were 17 of 23 from the free throw line. Charles Swain scored 21 points to lead Simpson, with Scar adding another 17, but the pair were the only shooters to reach double figures for the Storm, as Simpson was held to just 39.6% from the floor and 11 of 24 from behind the arc. In top 25 college basketball last night, number 6 Wisconsin beat California 68-56. Temple upends number 10 Kansas 77-52. 11th rated Wichita State beat Loyola Marymount 80-53. Number 13 Washington over Tulane 66-57. 16th ranked Notre Dame beat Northern Illinois 91-66. Number 17 St. John's over Long Beach State 66-49. 18th ranked West Virginia beat Wofford 77-44. It was 19th ranked Oklahoma over Weber State 85-51. Number 21 Ohio State, a 93-55 winner over Miami of Ohio. 22nd rated Baylor beat Southern University 70-66. Number 24 Colorado State over Charleston Southern 75-54. And 25th ranked TCU was an 80-36 winner over Grambling State. Well, Cincinnati Bengals have clinched an AFC playoff berth by rallying in the fourth quarter of a 37-28 triumph over the Denver Broncos. Dre Kirkpatrick grabbed two of Peyton Manning's four interceptions and sealed the victory by returning the first for a 30-yard touchdown with 2:41 left. It came about 5 minutes after Mike Nugent put the Bengals back on top with a 23-yard field goal. Jeremy Hill sparked the Bengals' offense with 147 yards on 22 carries. Hill scored Cincinnati's first touchdown on an 85-yard run in the first quarter, 23 seconds after Aqib Talib brought back an Andy Dalton interception 33 yards for a score. Cincinnati watched a 27-14 lead evaporate while Manning hit Emmanuel Sanders for a pair of third-quarter touchdowns. Manning was 28 of 44 for 311 yards as the 11-4 Broncos failed to wrap up a first-round bye. The Bengals are 10-4-1, and they'll play the Steelers in Pittsburgh. for the AFC North title on Sunday. Elsewhere around the league, football, Johnny Football is now Johnny Benched. Browns quarterback Johnny Manziel has been ruled out of the team's season finale against Baltimore after suffering a hamstring injury in Sunday's loss to Carolina. It was the second start of the season for the well-hyped rookie who replaced Brian Hoyer a few days before the Browns' 30-0 loss to Cincinnati December 14th. Hoyer will start the season finale on Sunday if he can recover from a shoulder injury suffered in Sunday's loss to Carolina. If he can't go, then rookie Connor Shaw will become the second rookie quarterback to start for Cleveland this season. Chicago quarterback Jimmy Clausen will miss the final of the season finale against Minnesota because of a concussion, moving Jay Cutler back into the starting role. Cutler was benched in favor of Clausen for Sunday's loss to Detroit. Cardinals coach Bruce Arians says he's leaning toward starting rookie quarterback Logan Thomas in Arizona's regular season finale. Arians insists the decision is not a reflection on how Ryan Lindley played Sunday in a 35-6 home loss to the Seahawks. Well, fans attending the inaugural Miami Beach Bowl also witnessed an aerial show, some extra football, and a Pier 6 brawl. Several fights broke out between Memphis and BYU players moments after the Tigers secured a 55-48 double overtime win over the Cougars. It took several minutes for order to be restored, but not before several punches had been thrown and tempers flared. That brawl involved many players from both teams after BYU's Christian Stewart threw an interception on the final play. As for the game itself, Paxton Lynch accounted for 7 touchdowns, including a scoring pass to Roderick Proctor in the second overtime for the winner. Jake Elliott made a 55-yard field goal to force the second overtime. Lynch threw for 4 scores and ran for 3 more as the Tigers secured their first 10-win season since 1938. And Colorado State has hired Georgia offensive coordinator Mike Bobo as the Rams' new head coach. Bobo takes over for Jim McElwain, who left for Florida after leading the Rams to one of their best regular seasons in program history. Bobo had been on Mark Richt's staff since 2001, and he was promoted to offensive coordinator in 2007. That's a check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.